All right, guys, we're diving in deep today. Got a good podcast for you. Talking about, I knew this would happen too, because I always say I should write down everything we talked about. Mm-hmm. But of course, the only thing that's stuck in my head right
now is what we just talked about.
Is what we ended the podcast with.
Yeah.
And we did end the podcast with talking about chafing. And yes, good stuff. Good subject. Fantastic way to end the podcast. But no, we talk about a number of things. We talk about. What all did we talk about?
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that shit. So yes, we ended the podcast with chafing talk.
On a good painful note.
A good painful note. Use the powder. Anyways, we also talk about Roman Atwood. I know really nothing about him, but you kind of explain a little bit about.
Talk about prankster, YouTubers that do pranks and stuff. And, mm-hmm. and we talk about a number. Couple different YouTubers.
We talk about
Philip DeFranco. A little shout out to Philip DeFranco. And
Philip DeFranco. Well, whatever.
I'm so bad at remembering sometimes what we talked about, guys.
We also talked about
a good podcast.
The latest trending news of Chris D'Elia.
Yes.
A little
yes.
bit. We'll have to wait and see how that evolves over the next at least few days.
Good for him. But yeah, cancel culture. We talk about that a little bit.
Yep.
But guys, you know, another good podcast coming at you hot and heavy.
Was it good? Was it really good hot if we can't remember everything we talked about?
It was fantastic.
Are you sure?
I probably should have finished all this energy drink during the podcast cuz I'm starting to drag a little bit.
Do you think the listeners are going to enjoy this one?
You know, I'm glad you admit that I think.
Yeah.
You said you think it was like, of course, yes, I do, Tyler. I do think.
You know what? I was giving you too much credit.
I know what sound your brain makes.
We do also learn.
I gotta poop.
We do also learn that maybe Seth isn't as hard a worker as I thought.
Hey, that's not. Bullshit. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Stick around to.
All right.
Figure that
Before
one out.
Before Tyler talks too much, which too late, it's already happened. Let's just jump into it. Please put your seats on your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! And we're back with another podcast coming at you hot and heavy and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday. Yeah, boy, we're a day late. That's my fault. I slept in yesterday.
Slept all day.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how you doing today? You well rested?
Feeling well rested. I was kind of hoping that you wouldn't text me like back that like nope, stuck at work or something, you know, or
maybe
came home. There's always a chance you just come home and pass out too, you know.
Very slim, yeah, but there's always that possibility.
Really? You're pretty awake when you get home?
After I get out of the shower, for sure.
Yeah.
Wakes me up. But, like, if I get out of the shower and I eat food and I'm on my couch, after that food, I'm going fucking bobbing my head up and down trying to stay awake.
Yeah.
But, sorry, I texted you back, and I'm sorry
no,
that...
No, it's good. No, it's
sorry
okay.
that you got
to no,
be
we
here.
We got to do the podcast.
You know, actually,
the
I think...
podcast is important.
I think
podcast.
We're just probably going to wrap this one up a little early, huh?
I guess so, if you think so. no, we've been enjoying the podcast. Change of pace. You're definitely not listening to us. Our numbers went down. We took a hit because we're not on SoundCloud anymore. So you're definitely not listening to us on SoundCloud.
Yeah, fuck SoundCloud.
fuck SoundCloud. That was half of our listeners. We were doing good on SoundCloud.
To be fair, they gave us our start.
They did. They gave us a start.
But yeah, but fuck them.
But hey, now we have a little commercial there, making a few cents here and there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't hurt.
But listen, they already heard the commercial. They don't want to hear another commercial. Plus, we only get paid for that one, not a second
one. I
did
get hit up on Instagram for this company that was going to give us 50% off to get some of their clothing, and then we can do a commercial for them, and then we have, like, a promo code.
Hmm.
It was like, wait, so with. Well, we got to pay for our own clothing for one thing. I was like,
that's a common thing,
but
though.
But having you have a user code or whatever, but...
Because for me, being somebody who takes photos on my Instagram, like, you'd be surprised how many emails and like DMs I get from people like wanting to collab with my Instagram page. They're like, oh, we notice you as like a, I forget what they call it, some type of influencer. And like, want to know if you want to team up with us and, you know, we'll give you this promo code. You can get 50% off your first purchase. But just, you know, shout us out on your Instagram page and your story. I'm like, no, I don't want to flood my Instagram page with a shit ton of like photos of protein powder. Like, I don't need that shit.
I thought it was closed, protein powder. They had one that would want to do protein powder?
Yeah, one of them.
Usually it's just one time, and then...
One of them was a... I forget the name of it. It's like a... It's like a supplement. A type of, like, supplement.
People make careers out of it, man.
No, I know. I know.
But, I mean... You don't want to oversaturate it, of course. I mean, no one wants to oversaturate your thing with advertising.
Right.
I think one of the best ways to do it is on your stories. How well does that work? That's only 24 hours. You know, I mean... A lot of people don't even, but
That's what Tyler does, my buddy. All of his advertising, he like puts it in his stories.
Yeah, and it's interesting. There's like DeFranco, Philip DeFranco has I've talked about him before as a news channel. He was talking about how like he's heard stories of like people advertising, and like $1 million, you know. Millions, like $1 million advertiser, some big amount of money they used to advertise, and it did not like give them much of a return at all. So it's like it's all about the engagement of the people and
then your product too. So like, the company,
some company, advertised on somebody's stories or something for like a lot of money, no return at all. And then there's those people that might not have as many listeners, but a crazy amount of engagement. You know, I mean, it's a big thing. Like, I think they're going to get a better return on your investment for a lot of these influencers than you would TV, you know, when they could do the commercial for you, like, and put it out there and show it that they're showing that they have an interest in it too. And a lot of times, I mean, these influencers take the time, like, it's not just money getting thrown at them too, it's something they enjoy too, it's something they like, and they can, you know, put in they if they're lying about that, a lot of times they seem convincing, you know, I mean, because they are getting paid a good chunk of that.
Yeah,
the big smile on their face could be the them cashing their check at the bank.
I guess it does take a load off of like the specific company though, because like they don't have to create anything, they're literally going, here's some money, let's see what you can come up with creatively for our product. Like, I was just watching MKBHD.
I was going to mention him.
Yeah, I was just watching his latest video.
Biggest unboxing ever.
Biggest unboxing, yep, just watched it. And it was Buick. You know, they sponsored a video and they wanted to show off their new vehicle. And, like, it was all Marquez about how he wanted to approach the advertisement. And, like, I thought he did a very good job. He wanted to approach it from a tech perspective because he's a tech channel.
Yeah.
And, like... That's just a really good example.
He did such a good job. It didn't seem like he was kissing their ass.
It never does.
And it seemed like he was doing a commercial straight up. Like, it was just like him talking about technology. Mm-hmm. Dude, he's amazing. He's amazing. Like, he shows his skill level. Like, I should have clicked on one of his old videos, but I saw it pop. I mean, he's been on over 10 years now. He's been on, and I saw he looks like a baby 10 years ago.
I know.
I should have clicked on it, but just he's so meticulous with his words, and he's easy to listen to, and he's very knowledgeable, and doing really well, and he's up there. I definitely prefer him over Unboxing Therapy.
Unbox Therapy. I watch him too.
Which Unboxing Therapy too is kind of has. Had there was a thing where supposedly he was going to give a bunch of cell phones away, but no cell phones ever got given away. He had like this big vehicle full of them, and he never gave away. So he seems to be a little bit of shady.
When was this?
This is a number of years ago.
Was it?
But I like when he does his little tech news stuff, or like his little news.
The little segments. I know what you're talking about. He's at like the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then his his camera guy is mm-hmm. like, you know, going back and forth with him a little bit.
Yeah, those are good.
But yeah, he does pretty good though. He just has that one little thing on his. It was like, oh, he probably could have came out and explained it okay, or explained what happened, or. But he just ignored it, which a lot of times is probably the best thing to do, is just ignore that stuff. I mean, that's, I mean, you're just kind of feeding fuel to the fire, or these people having to come out and apologize for things they did 10 years ago or posted 10 years ago. It's just ridiculous. Like, yeah. 10 years ago? Oh, man. Our cancel culture is just, my head will start hurting if I start thinking about it too much. It's just ridiculous. But I'm getting off what I was saying. But, yeah, and then so he's really like, yeah, he's fantastic. There's a girl too that does tech. She's got a little bit of a lisp, which I find so cute.
She's actually very attractive. I forget.
She's a cutie, but she's probably only 20, 21, and she's been doing tech stuff for a while, and she's even collaborated or with. Casey Neistat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forget her name, but I know who you're talking about.
And I guess nobody's been able to fill the hole of Casey Neistat, you know. And then I haven't found another family channel for like Roman Atwood. He's been man. So January, the end of December, he posted his last video and said, "See you guys tomorrow." And no one ever saw him tomorrow. Hmm. And I was thinking about that with the whole advertisement, the connection people have. Like, a lot of people felt hurt or like nervous. Like, is he okay? Like, cause he just disappeared.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything. Like, no, technically you don't have to say anything. I mean, your business is your business. I mean, well, you did say that you'd be doing a video tomorrow. Like, yeah, you can tell I am a fan. But so there's like videos that make thousands of views that people speculating what happened or what's going on, or but he just straight up dropped off the map now for, I mean, that was before Corona, but now it's been six months now.
And that was the last one.
Yeah, his last one was the last day of December. But and hasn't done anything or commented or said what happened or anything. It's just like,
so does he have a social media?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He has Instagram, Twitter.
Does he use it?
He's posted once saying, happy birthday to his girlfriend. People are saying they maybe broke up or whatever. Like, he just completely disappeared. Strange. No explanation. Some people think maybe he had, had something to do. They were trying to come for the name of his company, Smile More, again. Some company was trying to say that it was theirs or whatever. And I think he had another lawsuit last year. So that might be distracting him. And I mean, and the thing is, I mean, he's making so much money from his Smile More that, you know, he really doesn't have to. But it was like, man, like, it's definitely going to be what, I mean, I think people kind of have a point when they say, like, dude, your fans are what made you famous. Like don't, you're doing them a little bit dirty by just disappearing like that. Like, mm-hmm. you could easily just say, we're okay, sorry, it's some personal issues. Like, one sentence, like, and everything would be fine. But, like, you're leaving speculation wide open. Like,
it's a good point.
But, and he, yeah. But, yeah, it's weird. It's weird. So there is a very interesting thing between like TV shows and actors compared to like social media influencers, like just the connection you have with your people. And then, I mean, for once, it's so easy for those people to sell merchandise too, because you feel so connected by a product that person put out, mm-hmm. designed, you know, different influencers are involved into it to different levels, you know. Like Roman,
never watched his videos, so like I never knew what he did.
He was a prankster, which a lot of his pranks came out. I don't think he faked all his pranks, but he collaborated with at least with a couple guys that did do fake pranks, and there were people that came out and showed that he did fake some of his pranks, but I don't think he faked all of them. But I mean, you could kind of take, but a lot of people don't care anyways. I mean, he hadn't done pranks for a number of years, and then he just started doing his family vlog, and he just kind of moved over to that. But he has 10 million subscribers on both, and probably
Damn.
Getting close to probably 15 on his family channel. But his energy is just amazing. He's a great guy.
I can't even think about what he looks like.
Always has like a faux hawk thing kind of going on, straight hair. But he lives, what is it, south of us, Cleveland, right? He just like lives in a small town, like just east of Cleveland. Is it Cleveland? Am I getting my towns confused? Mm-hmm. Is that Cleveland down there? No, Cleveland's just straight east of us, right?
It says, Cleveland's east of us.
No, so what's down south? What's the big town?
Columbus.
Columbus. He just lives east of Columbus in a small town, small community. His family's always lived there. He did a movie too with called Natural Born Prankster with two other guys.
I've heard of that before.
It was very much like a B movie, but I think it did okay. And then it's still on Netflix. Like, I don't know how much money they made from it or anything. Like,
so did this guy?
But
did he put his family out there a lot, like on his channels and stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. And then so he has a son from a previous marriage where his wife cheated on him and they broke up. And then he met Brittany, who's freaking cute. And man, I think he started dating her when she was like only 17 or something, but and he was like 20 something. So, I mean, and then they dated forever. And of course, I mean, I know how it is. Like, I've been divorced. So it was like he finally got married just two years ago. Mm-hmm. They have been dating forever and they had two kids at that point. And he was just not wanting to get married. But he finally got married and they've been married now for a year and a half, I guess, maybe. But yeah, he got started with pranks. And he just used, well, that's what made him big. His first thing was like just doing skits and stuff. And then with his friends, and then they got into pranks. And then
kind of like a vlogs. David Dobrik type
but,
thing.
Yeah, but he's just made for being like that camera, the kind of people like it is a certain skill level of being able to just nonchalantly talk to your camera. And he's been doing it for years too. That helps.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just great guy, great energy, like always upbeat. Always hated talking negative about people or talking about things that's going on, you know, or, you know, his wife took him back to court because he's making good money or whatever. And she's with some guy that's not even working and stuff like that. And that's his son has having to go over there and, you know, and then while that was all going on, his oldest son, which is so much shyer than him, wasn't allowed to be on the family channel.
Really?
Yeah, so they couldn't videotape him at all until they went to court and settled all that. And the court went well, I guess, and then he was able to bring him back on the vlogs.
How do you feel about, like, influencers or people that are super popular on, like, YouTube and stuff, like, showing their kids?
I thought that's what you were going to ask. Yeah, I think it's all your preference, really. I think it's so stupid when people want to just judge people for putting their family out there. I was like, mm-hmm. That's none of your business. They can do whatever they want. And really, I think that's what's their heart motive in that. Like, I think that, I mean, I feel like God only knows their heart. So God's really the only one that knows like what's going on in their heart. What is their motivation? You can probably see if you're around some of these people, like, it's all about the money, being able to exploit their kids. Because there are people that do that. Like, what's their motivation, you know? They can still love their kids and still exploit them. I mean, but then there's, you know, the people that do it because they love it or they got into it before. And, I know there's this one channel where it's, the channel is named after the parents. And I think they had the channel before that. And then they ended up having twins and they had a third kid. And, I mean, they just kind of pulled them into what they were already doing, just like Roman Atwood. He was always doing videos and he was just wanting to videotape his life, and his family is entertaining and fun to just interact with, and he's got a big property, you know, and just always trying to do some kind of silly shenanigans or collab with somebody or do whatever, you know. And that's what I think that's what it's all about, is just I like those vlogs. I mean, David Dobrik has put it down to a silence of small clips with pranks and then giving stuff people. That's even a different level. That's, I wouldn't even really consider that much of a vlog. I mean, that's his kind of like his is like almost like a sitcom vlog kind of
thing. It's like a clip show.
Yeah. In fact, for one of his episodes, he did like the friend's entrance with all his friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
That.
Yeah. You seen that?
Yeah.
But supposedly he's coming back when Saddle Ranch opens back up. And it was so funny because I was watching the news channel because, like, yeah, we heard he's going to come back when a certain bar opens back up. And and she's like, does anybody know what bar that is? Asking for a friend. I'm like, you don't know what fucking bar that is? You did no research at all if you can't figure out what bar it is.
This was on a news channel?
Yeah, it was one of the YouTube channels.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So I got a kick out of that because I had that place saved, like between that and the comedy club, dude. They're like right down the street from from each other. Mm-hmm. I have them both starred on Google Maps because those are the main two places I'm going to be hanging out. Like running into the David Dobrik and his crew, which, like, I mean, they basically made that place blow up. I mean, I guess it's already on a popular area too. It's like right there on the main drive there.
Mm-hmm.
All those hotels are really expensive, though, too. But you can go a couple blocks, and the price of your hotel will be, like, half the price, which is probably just kind of low right now anyways because of Corona.
But, or you could just go hang out with the homeless people.
Huh?
You could just go hang out with the homeless people.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a problem in itself.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. You got Twitter?
I do. I try to...
Open up your Twitter.
Oh, my finger doesn't start hurting.
Yeah, open up your Twitter.
Oh.
I just saw...
My phone doesn't catch on fire.
I just saw this, like, maybe an hour before you came over. You on it right now?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go to your search bar.
Uh-huh.
I want you to type in Chris D'Elia.
Okay, like hashtag Chris D'Elia?
Mm-hmm. I want you to, like, look at what's trending.
Oh, just go to the trending tab, or...
I mean, he's trending right now.
Uh-oh. Accused of sexual misconduct. Oh, another one. No, another person's taking the hit.
Yeah, so basically right now, everybody is cancel Chris D'Elia. Hashtag Chris D'Elia party over. Apparently, he has been accused multiple times of trying to hook up with underage girls.
Ooh, yikes. Yeah, that's the reason you can cancel somebody. Like, I don't want to say that. Like you can't, like, okay. Okay, first off, whatever happened to, you're not guilty. Law term? You're not guilty until
you're not charged until proven guilty.
Yeah. You're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, innocent.
That does not exist on Twitter.
It does not.
Social media, especially Twitter. Like, you are, this happened yesterday where a couple cops got sick off of shakes. Philip DeFranco, go check it out. Philip DeFranco's last video, it was yesterday. And they were blasting it that they put some bleach or something in there. Mm. And they got sick and they had to go to the hospital. And then it came out that supposedly they didn't. It was just some kind of cleaner that was left in there on accident when they were cleaning it out. But DeFranco was a little skeptical, too. It was like, so what, we just asked them? You just went up there and like, oh, did you guys put bleach in it? Or did you guys, like, you know, like, no, it was just accident cleaner. I was like, okay, you know.
We're good.
Yeah, it was like, is that what happened? Yeah. Like, it doesn't seem like there was much investigation into this. Like, okay, there's still cleaner. Well, they could have put that cleaner in there. They could have easily.
Sure.
I mean, that's something I could easily see happening. I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? Lose your job just like that? Like, or you don't think it would come back to you or something maybe. But the first thing I think of is the movie, oh, my gosh. Super Troopers, the first one.
Did you ever classic, see Super Troopers? Yes.
I got two burgers. It's for a cop. I was like, what's that supposed to mean? And he opens it, looks like they're spitting it.
What year did that movie came out?
Man, that was like...
It's an older one now.
Yeah, 2002, I think, it came out.
God damn.
But yeah, that was freaking classic. Like, pull over, he can't pull over any further. He's ate all the weed, you know.
That is a good one.
Then they would do like this funny skits. If you haven't seen this movie, you should go watch this movie. And they would do like, the cops would do like have different little things they would do to mess with the people, like repeat each other and that are, yeah, it's just a funny thing. You just got to go see the movie Super Troopers.
If you haven't seen it,
They ended up making a second one. You ever see the second one?
I never saw the second one.
I was so pumped to see the second one. I think they might have even done crowdfunding to get the second one off the ground or something, maybe. But yeah, they made the second one. It was okay. Just the first one's just freaking amazing. Like,
usually the second ones just aren't as good.
What's that?
Usually the second ones just aren't as good.
Yeah.
But it will be interesting to see what happens with this Crystalia thing. Just because, at the end of the day, you never know. Are all these false allegations, or are these like actual screenshots of conversations that women have had with Crystalia?
Or did he know how old they were?
I don't know. It's weird.
Girls
it's
like to lie about their age too.
It's like a weird time, dude. Where like you can see a screenshot of a conversation between two people.
Did he try to meet up with them, or like what's? I don't think you can get in too much trouble if you didn't do anything, right?
So every single one that I've seen so far anyways has been like he was trying to get me to hang out with him. But like I haven't seen anything yet. Again, I've only been looking at this for like an hour on Twitter. But like again, I haven't seen anything where it says, no, this happened. Everything I see are just like screenshots of like conversations of him like trying to get her to come over, like after the show or something.
I just imagine Chris Hansen sitting like, looks like you were trying to get her to touch your pee-pee. Do you know how old she is? Oh my gosh! So he's on YouTube now, and he does that thing, you know, where he talks that certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it seems like he's not as good as, he's getting too old. Like, he can't do it as well as he used to. And, like, it's like he's, like, having to shit himself. Like, he's trying to hold back. Like, I gotta go to the bathroom, but first, let's arrest the sex offender. And so, like, he's, like, all over YouTube now. So, like, that was an okay impression.
I mean, I've heard better. Definitely heard better.
Yeah, I've heard people talk more normal than like it's just like you know how he talks normal too. He's and then he'll just go into this thing. Oh yeah, it's pretty funny on YouTube because like it just comes off so much differently. And then of course he's older and
how old is he?
Does a scowl.
Do you know how old he is?
Probably his 50s.
Think so. What would we do without Google, man?
Without Google?
Yeah. The fuck?
Use Yahoo? I think
Yahoo's broken.
Yahoo use, or they use Google? So there's all these different browsers that just use Google's.
Think about how much misinformation was spread, like, before Google.
Just think about how much information they can easily manipulate.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's the scary part.
Like, you can't just search it. It's whatever you tell me. I gotta believe it, because I can't Google it. You know, you tell me one thing, and I go, oh. Whoa, and then I go tell somebody else, but maybe you just came up with complete bullshit, and I can't even prove it.
Yeah, hopefully they keep Wikipedia pretty accurate. I mean, but people can go in there and change those.
Dude, what'd you think about our guest on, what day was it, Saturday? Did we podcast on Saturday?
Yeah, we did it Saturday. You didn't post it till Monday, I don't think.
Yeah.
So...
It was nice. Nice having
schedule's kind of all over the place right now.
Nice having Israel on.
Yes, it was great. I was going to see if maybe he can come on Saturday if you want to do a podcast Saturday where we got another UFC fight.
Yeah, we do.
I forgot who. It looked good, I think. But yeah, there's another fight.
I think it was better than last week's.
Yeah, which really, I mean, we need to try to do the podcast so we can watch from the beginning because the first couple ones were the best fights. Sometimes that happens. The prelims are better than the main fights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was the main fight? I didn't enjoy as much.
The main fight was the two women.
Yeah, they just went back and forth. Like, no one had... didn't like the week before that one chick just destroyed her for five rounds. Like she, they should have, Joe Rogan was saying they should have threw the towel in. Yeah, I'll have to pull it up here. But, the first Fight Island is, July 11th. So very excited about that. Very, very excited. Yes.
Can you, that was so loud.
Was that slurpy?
Yeah, it was so slurpy. God.
So slurpy.
But we will definitely, I think Israel might be like one of those regular guests that we'll have to have on.
Yeah.
For sure.
For reals.
I mean, he's smarter than you. I feel like I can actually have intellectual conversations with him. Maybe leave you out of it a little bit. Maybe just change the name of the podcast and the profile photo. Let me
just cut your hair. Just cut your hair. Dude, I stepped in here today, guys, and it's, I thought there was a girl opening the door. He had his hair down. He had his hair completely down. He's...
Dude, it just feels good, man, to be out of a bun, though.
He is... a little bit of highlighter, and he's straight gothic. Around the eyes, whatever it's called.
Maybe.
Guys, let's get some. There's got to be like emojis for scissors. Let's get those on Instagram. Let's throw those on Instagram, please. No. Haircut, I'll pay for your haircut.
I don't want to cut it yet.
For your haircut. Just, you know what'd be crazy if you went from one extreme to the other. You should like.
That's what's gonna happen. Like, there's not gonna be an in between. Shave it all off. Yeah.
What do you do? You just shave it off.
Yeah.
It was like, definitely, I know, we were so stupid. It's the middle of the fucking summer now, and I got my hair crazy long. You got your
hair. I know, I got mine crazy long.
It's just like, your head's going to be so much cooler if your hair is shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say anything because I'm doing the same thing. I'm just like...
Yeah, I'm when are you going back? When are you going back for the barber, huh?
I don't know. I'm just kind of like just going with it. I like to keep my... I haven't cut that. Well, it, for some reason, it hasn't irritated me lately. Usually my mustache will irritate me. And I don't know. It's starting to finally connect a little bit too, isn't it?
Mm, a little bit.
But I definitely prefer not having the mustache and just kind of having a beard.
You like the chin strap?
not chin strap.
You like that chin strap?
Oh, no. Oh, no, Tyler.
That's your style.
No.
I am going to start a movement. This movement is going to be... this no, movement.
A bowel movement? You going to shit yourself?
No, this movement...
Excuse me, Tyler shits himself get off the couch. On the podcast. You're in trouble.
Anyways, I'm going to start a movement. It's going to be... Let's get Seth a new pair of shoes.
Hey, those shoes fit so well, and they're comfy. I know I didn't wear them for a while, too, because I got new shoes.
You got those golden ones. Those, like, weren't those tan, like, golden-looking ones, your newest ones? You know which ones I'm talking about?
Right? Like,
did they fall apart?
They just, like, went to shit.
You need to buy... You know what you need? You need some quality shoes.
Jordan. Those Jordans are good quality. They're just... I mean, they probably can be clean, too. Nolly, you're not going outside. Every time we sit on the podcast, she's, I need to go outside.
Listen.
You guys aren't giving me attention.
You are rough on your shoes, dude. Jordans are not what you need. You need something that is good for, like, every day.
I should just have, like, heavy-duty boots.
Something.
At all times, I'm wearing, like, heavy-duty boots.
Get you a pair of, like, on. Timberlands or something.
Some Timberlands? Oh, my gosh.
And you need a new wardrobe, dude.
I need a new wardrobe. I know. I just want to lose some weight first. I got to lose some weight. I got to do more hiking, like what we were talking about Friday.
Yep, so next Friday, Seth and I are going to go... Well, we haven't decided either hiking or biking. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
If we go biking, we'll both have to buy bikes because we're both lazy and we don't have bikes. Partially because mine got stolen. Let's not talk about it. But we'll go hiking.
Mm. Yeah, it got stolen from your retirement community.
From my retirement. I had an old bastard walk up to my front porch and steal my bike.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so upsetting. I watched the old guy right away. I'm just kidding.
Okay, he doesn't know. He doesn't know if it was the old guy. It might have been. You don't know.
It could have been. An old man, an old woman. Who's to say?
Or there was some kid that was like, these old fucks won't be able to...
Let's go to the retirement community and steal some bikes. They don't need them.
A guy yelling at him.
Dude, it was...
Back that bike!
It was okay, a nice boomer. Bike. I was very upset about that.
God, we like old people. I was just joking around, guys.
Yeah, save the old people.
Save the old people. Until you can't and they pass away.
Corona.
We're going to be old before we know it. We're going to be doing this podcast at, in our 60s.
I mean, yeah.
That's the plan! Welcome back to another podcast! I'm here with... What'd you say, Tyler?
Yeah.
What? It's going to be...
We're just going to be saying what back and forth? I didn't hear you.
Well, that's, we'll definitely have headphones by then. Tyler, wake up! It's not nap time! You're not going to get your yogurt until you finish the podcast!
Falling asleep in the middle of it, we'll have like 10 minutes of dead space and be like, oh, we fell asleep. We're back. We're back.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's about the podcast. I think Tyler, I think Nala's about to scrape the door down unless you take her out.
So needy.
Guys, please subscribe if you're not subscribed on Instagram, Unscripted Banter. And we put new pictures and such and such and so forth up there. And I always like to post up a new picture with some kind of reference to our podcast.
That you we do a pretty good job of those. How do you do those?
Just kind of think of a subject that we talked about, something that we focused on, and come up with something that related.
What do you do to make it? Do you use an app?
No, I usually just use Unscripted Banter, or not Instagram. I use Instagram and type it in over it on the stories, and then just screenshot it and then post it.
I'm talking about the ones that you actually post on our feed, though.
Yeah, I screenshot it. I do it through stories when you can type in. So I really should have an app to use it because I need more fonts and stuff. There's not a lot of different fonts.
And then you'll add like little GIFs of something. And you'll screenshot it?
I'll screenshot it. Like, because I usually it's just writing on there for our feed. It's just writing that I add on.
You do some different things. Hold on.
They're just pictures. I find some picture that I like that relates to something we're talking about.
Because I definitely feel like on some of them you use. So, like, this one. What'd you do for that one?
I just added in the episode. I just found the ABC somewhere with Google Eyes and added episode 123 above it and added Unscripted Banter podcast below it. Yeah, I just found some random picture that somebody had posted of Fight Island. It's just like a little island with the UFC arena.
Okay, so somebody actually made that one?
Yeah, somebody made that and posted it on. It was just look.
And you just found that one?
I just Google. Yeah, I just Google search pictures. Yeah.
Same thing with that one?
Yep. And then I just add in what episode it is and stuff.
It's not bad.
Appreciate you giving me more credit than I deserve.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't tell me that because now I'm just like, oh, this dude's a lazy piece of shit. I used to think, hey. Oh, man, he's putting in the work for these. Like, damn.
This will take some time to do it.
But, dude, look at your hair in this video.
Oh, my gosh, it's so short.
What the hell is wrong? You need dude, to. Right. Oh, my freaking God.
Chubby. I got to lose some weight. Fuck. I got to get batteries for my fucking scale. So I can weigh myself.
Look at your hair, man. Thanks,
triple. I got AA batteries. Man, look how red and toasty I am. That was at
Bonnaroo.
That was just a year ago too. A picture came up of from Bonnaroo, and of course we were thinking about going. We were wanting to do like rent an RV or something and go. Oh, cause it sucks being out there. We had an AC in our tent, but like. The heat just pounded in through.
How did you have an AC in your tent?
It was just like a electrical. It was a portable one.
Oops, sorry.
Like I have a portable one, like, and then it just has exhaust that goes out of the tent. Mm-hmm. But the sun is just coming down on that thing, like.
So it didn't help at all.
Yeah, I mean, it made a difference, especially in the evening. But once it got noon, man, it was scorching in there.
Fuck that.
Yeah, but we got it pretty good too because we found fans, so we had the air circulating all the way around the. Mm-hmm. With the AC going, but yeah.
Well, next Friday it's supposed to be really hot, so I hope you bring some good underwear, some good hiking shoes, and we'll lose some weight out on those trails.
Baby powder for my
maybe cheeks. Bring that just in case. That way we're not chafing out there on the trails.
Dude, it won't take me long to start chafing. I'll be walking around because I've chafed so bad here. I was wrapping up the podcast. Now we're going.
Now we're talking about chafing.
Round two, chafing. I would get so chaffed. I went to the doctor's for a doctor's note one time because like Ruby Tuesday back then, like you had to have a doctor's note or they'd fucking fire you, or whatever. But
Jesus.
Yeah, when I last worked with Ruby Tuesday, I'd call in probably a couple times a month just because I wanted to. But yeah, I would get so chafed that I couldn't even walk. And you know, working 12 hours a day, sweating and stuff. But I said, yeah, they say to use powder or whatever, like use the Gold Bond.
The Gold Bond, yeah.
I had a boss that I really got along with. Well, he's a great guy, but he told me that that they would get chafed so bad that they would storm back. And with their legs all wide as could be, and say, "There's a new sheriff in town," because you'd have to walk real bow-legged.
You don't want your legs touching.
Some hair.
Yeah.
There's a new sheriff in town.
God damn.
But I was.
That is what it's like during the holidays for me, dude. Like, especially during this COVID season, while I was at work, dude, I would get home from work, and I would just be so happy to like. Sit down on my couch and not move my legs for a little bit just because I was chafing so bad. But like I learned, or at least I'm kind of learning, I feel like it has a lot to do with my underwear. Mm-hmm. I feel like a good pair of comfortable underwear. This is a weird conversation.
Absorb the sweat too. But yeah. Did you try powder? I guess that helped keep your booty dry.
Sure. I know this is a great conversation.
But dude, I would like end up with these big red marks, like big old thick red marks. Like from sweating and
it's terrible
rubbing. Yeah, not fun, but that exciting. The chafing podcast, great, fantastic. Guys, follow us if you've been chafed before. Tyler, any last thoughts?
Yeah, check out my Instagram and Twitter. You can follow me, TLunz5.
For all the latest chafing
news. latest chafing news and updates. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Man, I'm so glad I'm not chafing anymore. Seth, I pray to the chafing gods that you stay healthy as well. It's episode one for the week. We got one more to get through. It's Wednesday. It's a good one.
Yeah, we'll probably be up Saturday. I think we'll probably do a podcast before you game for watching the fight Saturday.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Cool. I'll have to make some pizza.
I'm telling you, dude, that last pizza you made was spot on.
Yeah, I'm planning on it. Hopefully it will be even better this time.
That came out really well. That was probably the best thing you've ever made so far. I was a fan. I will definitely eat that. All right, that's all we got. Drink some coffee, get some sleep, use that powder. We love you fuckers. Have a great week.